Lesson 13. The Gift of Music. The Boston Symphony Orchestra summer concerts, held in the sylvan setting of Tanglewood in western Massachusetts, are world famous. An invitation to perform there as a soloist is a great honor for any musician. But if violinist Midori felt any trepidation when she took the stage at Tanglewood for the first time in 1986, she did not show it, even though she was to play Leonard Bernstein's Serenade, with the renowned composer himself conducting the orchestra. Not long after Midori began playing, the E string on her violin snapped, bringing the music to a complete stop, an experience that could discomfit even a seasoned musician. Midori's poise, however, was unshaken. She waited calmly until the concertmaster proffered his own violin, and she resumed playing. Then the unthinkable happened. Again the E string snapped. Again the music was brought to a halt. This time the associate concertmaster came to the rescue. With a second borrowed violin, Midori began where she had left off, playing with unbroken concentration and concluding her performance without any further untoward occurrences. When it was over, the music critic of the New York Times wrote, "Audience, orchestra, and conductor joined in giving her a cheering, stomping, whistling ovation." Midori was 14 at the time. To achieve such acclaim at this early age was extraordinary, but Midori was no ordinary person. Her mother, Setsu Goto, who was a violinist and a music teacher in Osaka, Japan, used to take Midori to orchestra rehearsals when she was an infant. Setsu Goto became aware of her daughter's musical precocity when she heard 2-year-old Midori humming a Bach concerto that the orchestra had been rehearsing 2 days before. Goto gave her daughter a 1/16th size violin for her 3rd birthday, and by the time Midori was 11, she was enrolled at the Juilliard School of Music in New York, studying under Dorothy DeLay, one of the foremost violin teachers in the country. Midori was lucky, too. She had a wise mother. Unfortunately, many parents of musical prodigies find it difficult to resist the blandishments of promoters who would exploit gifted children with promises of lucrative concert and recording contracts. Such parents can become so overbearing that they blame the child if a particular orchestra is slow to offer a return engagement, something that can happen for a variety of reasons unrelated to the child's ability. They may also become so solicitous of the child that asking their 12-year-old who has just played in a great symphony hall to do something ordinary, like take out the trash, seems unthinkable. Setsu Goto strongly deprecated such attitudes. She allowed her daughter to have a relatively normal upbringing. Although Midori is very close to her mother, she is also very independent and strong-willed. When she was 15, a rift developed between her and Dorothy DeLay that resulted in Midori's quitting Juilliard. Her mother remonstrated with her to return, but Midori refused. Later, her succinct explanation for this potentially damaging move was, "I felt it was time that I left." Although she possesses extraordinary natural talent, Midori has always practiced conscientiously. On her 18th birthday, she was rewarded with an invitation to play at Carnegie Hall. On that occasion, she gave a virtuoso performance that established her as one of the world's great violinists. Despite her meteoric rise to fame, Midori has not become absorbed only in herself. When she was 21, she set up Midori and Friends, a foundation that brings classical music to children in public schools and hospitals. And even with her busy schedule, she finds the time to give about 40 foundation-related concerts a year.